and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
Sky News Centre at 4. The Prime Minister says the push for peace between Russia and Ukraine is at a critical stage. Sergei Starmer hosted Vladimir Zelensky and the leaders of France and Germany at Downing Street. A powerful 7.6 magnitude earthquake struck off Japan's northern coast, triggering tsunami warnings. The country's meteorological agency says it could cause waves of up to 3 meters in height. An emergency task force has been set up to assess the extent of the damage. Oceanographer Dr. Simon Boxall says the area is prone to these kinds of events.
They are well prepared, but the northeast coast is very flat, which is why that 2011 tsunami penetrated so far inland. They are used to tsunamis in Japan, and they do occur on a reasonably regular basis, unfortunately.
Former footballer Joey Barton's avoided jail for posts on X sent to Jeremy Vine and football pundits Inia Luko and Lucy Ward. The ex-Manchester City midfielder was handed a six-month prison sentence after being convicted of sending grossly offensive messages. Rapper Getz has pleaded guilty to death by dangerous driving after he fatally struck a Nepali student in northeast London in October. The 41-year-old, whose real name is Justin Clark Samuel, also admitted to driving dangerously elsewhere in the capital. Shaman Freeman Pals outside the Old Bailey.
It really is a fall from grace for a rapper who has been twice nominated for a Mercury Prize Award and collaborated with the likes of Ed Sheeran and Stormzy.
The musician will be sentenced in February. Entertainment company Paramount has launched an £81 billion hostile bid for Warner Brothers. It comes after Netflix reached a takeover deal with the company on Friday worth £54 billion. And the 2026 Golden Globes nominations have been announced, with Adolescence, One Battle After Another and Sinners leading the way. Amy Poehler, Alex Cooper and Mel Robbins are among those up for Best Podcast category. That's the latest.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
The Haddenham Mummers have announced details of their fundraising tour in the run-up to Christmas. On Friday the 12th, they'll be touring the pubs in Cuddington, Dinton, Longcrendon and Cheersley. On Saturday the 13th, they'll be performing at Winterfest. Then on Friday the 19th, it's their grand tour of Haddenham, finishing at the Rising Sun. Full details of their itinerary and the charities they're collecting for can be found at the Haddenham.net website. Two fire engines from Thame were called to attend a fire at the Chinner Rugby Ground on Saturday afternoon. They were assisted by crews from Slade Park and Bucks Fire and Rescue Service. On arrival at the ground, the crews saw smoke issuing from the rear of the club. Staff had taken immediate action to evacuate the premises. Firefighters wearing breathing apparatus fought the blaze while specialist fans were used to clear smoke from the building.
Red Kite Radio weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
Showers are likely throughout the night, but it will be extremely mild with a minimum overnight low of 12 degrees. For Tuesday, rain's possible throughout the day, accompanied by gusty winds, turning a little drier after dark. Maximum daytime temperature will be a very mild 15 degrees. I'm Simon, and for more local news, click on News in the Media section of our new website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2 Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Higgs.
Red Kite Radio.
Thanks, Simon. Let's start Monday off in style with our Monday anthem.
Spend the summer holed up in a room.
Looking pretty, won't you be here soon?
Got the conversation.
Radio.
Being human.
Human. Before that, it was St. Etienne, one of my favourite Christmas tracks ever. Don't hear it played that often on the radio, do you? Should do, because it's such a brilliant record. That's St. Etienne, and I was born on Christmas Day. Hello! How are you doing Monday afternoon? Just 23 days left of 2025. 17 days now until the big day. So that means only 16 shopping days left. And 195 days, if you're desperate for summer. 195 days, and we'll finally be in the summer. I love Christmas, but I can't wait for the hot weather as well. Now, are you one of these 12 people? So 1 in 12 people admit they have named, spoken to, and introduced their Christmas trees to guests. Are you one of them people? Help me, meet our Christmas tree. Meet Timothy the Christmas... Why? I don't know. People do name their cars. I mean, do you name your Christmas tree? We have an artificial Christmas tree, so it's the same one every year. But yeah, we used to have the real Christmas trees. I wish it was one of them people that swore on real Christmas trees. You could never have an artificial Christmas tree. But then I was persuaded to go artificial because, of course, you can put it up like a couple of weeks before December, let alone Christmas. It's just like you can have it up for a month and a half rather than just a few weeks. It's just like you get to enjoy it more. That's why we got our artificial Christmas tree. Anyway, I'm moving off the subject now. So are you one of them 12 people that actually names and speaks to your Christmas tree, and also when you have guests around, introduced the tree to your guests? If you are, welcome to the show. It takes all sorts. So what we got today then? Today, Monday, the 8th of December, the Turnip Prize has been announced. Yes, the Turnip Prize. More on that later on. Pavarotti is frozen in ice. And we talked about the Fabergé egg on Friday. Someone was arrested for swallowing a Fabergé egg pendant. We have an update on that story. That is on the way as well. Plus music from Talk Talk, got some Shade and Zane coming up as well. And Bastille, all between now and six right here on Drive Time. As it's Monday, do you like Mondays? I've never met anybody that likes Mondays. Boomtown Rat certainly didn't.
Lesson today is how to die. Radio. Real local radio with more music variety.
Fascinating facts on the way. Karaoke 10 minutes past 5. And after the break, George Ezra is on the way.
Red Kite Radio.
Winterfest 2025 is coming on Saturday the 13th of December.
This year's Winterfest sponsors include Prime Compliance Services, Risk Management, Water, Asbestos and Fire, Print World UK, Local Print Services, Richardson's Chartered Accountants, Local Chartered Accountants, Rusper Consulting, Management Consulting, Seven Stars Dinton, Local Pub, offering great entertainment, food and drinks, Vale Brewery, local brewers of fine beers, and Dell Motor Services, motor servicing. Thanks to all of these businesses for their support.
Red Kite Radio, proud to be supporting Winterfest 2025, Saturday the 13th of December at Banks Park by the Village Hall in Haddenham.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429-123. That's 429-123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
From 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311. 07961 052311. Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
For Tame, Haddenham and Monks Risborough.
Red Kite Radio.
Tiger Lily moved to the city, she just turned 21. And then I said, here's my number, hit me up if you're needing anyone. And then I could be anyone, 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 anyone for you.
Baby, let me be your light.
107.2. It's Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Hicks.
Never-ending story here on Drive Time. Now, I did mention earlier 16 shopping days until Christmas. Now, I know us guys, we don't like Christmas shopping. And I don't know, ladies, when we go out Christmas shopping with you guys, you know, we're always complaining. It's like Christmas shopping. Don't like Christmas shopping. There's a reason we don't like Christmas shopping. And it's psychological, okay? It's psychological. And there's a study done into it back in the 80s. And I think we just need to go back to this story because it just explains everything, why we really don't like Christmas shopping.
Shopping can damage a man's health, and that's official. A leading psychologist has found that men's stress levels soar when they're confronted with the Christmas shopping, crowded shops and long queues. Every single man in the survey suffered significant increases in blood pressure and heart rate.
For men who've tried every trick in the book, at last, the ultimate excuse to avoid Christmas shopping. Darling, it's bad for my health. New research into the psychology of shopping claims that men suffer increases in blood pressure and heart rates on their seasonal shopping sprees.
It sort of like does get your heart going and you get a bit annoyed more than anything, especially with all the pushing and shoving. That annoys me more than anything. People just being basically rude.
It's boring. Shouldn't have to do it. Definitely shouldn't have to do it.
Male stress levels are said to peak when they're shopping for gifts. Loud music and queues also add to what the author of the research says is nothing short of panic.
We were looking at blood pressures and heart rates and the secretion of stress hormones. really, at in some cases, at a level you might expect to find in a combat pilot or a riot policeman in action. So they were very, very highly stressed by the shopping experience.
Shop assistants say men's problems with shopping stem from being out of practice.
Men come in at Christmas time in a complete panic. I have to get something, I don't know what to get, do I want sexy, do I want cute, and of course I don't know what size she is.
Most women won't doubt the accuracy of the new research, but one thing might be bothering them. What is it about Christmas that affects men? And why is it that when it comes to buying perhaps a new set of golf clubs, or even a new car, that they're strangely immune to the symptoms of stress?
The research says women should forget men and do the shopping themselves, advice not all women accept.
It's harder to do it when you've got children than it is for a husband to go out and do it on their own.
What do you think of this research then?
Written by a bloke. Has to be.
Brent Cross Shopping Centre has a cure for Christmas stress, valet shopping. Someone to choose the gifts and carry the bags. Denise Mahoney, BBC News.
And at least nowadays we do have a cure for Christmas shopping. It's called online. Far better.
I've been having dreams. Jumping on a trampoline.
Flipping in the air. I never land, just float there. As I'm looking up,
suddenly the sky erupts.
Sky erupts.
Flames are like the trees, spread to fallen leaves. Now there I
in a summer stream,
tripping, I fall in. I wanted it to happen.
My body turns to ice.
My body turns to ice.
Crushing way to paradise.
Paradise.
Solid block of gold, lying in the cold. I feel
Radio.
Boys, that is Little St. Nick. Now, the Hands and the Mummers are going to be out and about because, let's face it, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without the Hands and the Mummers. This Friday, they're going to be touring the pubs in Dinton, Longcrendon, Cuddington and Cheersley. Then Saturday, they're performing at Winterfest because, of course, this Saturday it is Winterfest. And then on Thursday, next Thursday, week Thursday, the 18th, you can catch them 18th. Wow. The 18th. You can catch them in Norstick or the Tickety Brew in Haddenham. And Friday the 19th, they'll be touring Village Pubs in Haddenham. Their full itinerary is on Facebook, and it's facebook.com/ Haddenham Mummers. So please give generously for their fundraising efforts. And they're touring this December. As I say, they'll be in Dinton, Longcrendon, Cuddington and Cheersley this Friday, Winterfest on Saturday, then next Thursday, Norsk and the Tickety Brew in Haddenham, and Friday they're going to be touring the Village Pubs in Haddenham. The full itinerary, as I say, is on facebook.com/ Haddenham Mummers. Right then, fascinating facts. We're going to do that next after this. This is brand new Olivia Dean. It's so easy to fall in love.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece. The extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, with me that isn't the case. Cause I think it's so easy to fall in love. So come give me a call and we'll fall into us. And the perfect mix of Saturday night and the rest of your life. Anyone with a heart would agree.
Latest album, The Art of Loving. That is Olivia Dean and So Easy to Fall in Love. And this is Monday's Fascinating Facts.
We've been here for billion years, but it's hard to be exact. Space is big and you are small, and what do you think of that? Give me major information, see how I react. I am just a sucker for your fascinating facts.
Did you know on this day, December the 8th, in 1864, the Clifton Suspension Bridge was finally opened? Coca-Cola's Big Red Truck, the Christmas truck, visits more than 40 locations across the UK every year. And how you doing, y'all? People think that originated in the 18th or 19th centuries, but it's been around for longer. English scholar William Leith wrote in a book on Ethiopian history, "The captive men of strength I give you, the weaker souls," and this, y'all, is true. Right, fascinating facts back tomorrow, but after the break, the Honeys have never let you down.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Excellent service, expert advice, and a wide selection. It's all here at Aylesbury Bullion, a traditional family-run jewellers on the High Street, Aylesbury. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Don't let your specs get in the way this Christmas. Ask Specsavers Tame about trying contact lenses today at our store on the High Street. Or phone Tame 394 765. That's 394 765.
There are two types of drive you can have on the motorway. One that feels like this. Or one that feels... like this. The difference is just a few little changes, like giving more space to the car in front or not hogging the middle lane. Because being a little more considerate on the road actually reduces congestion and collisions, which transforms everyone's journey. So we all feel a little less and a lot more National Highways.
Do you remember going out in eyeliner, leg warmers, suede boots, ruffled shirts? And that was just us guys. Well, the 1980s live again on your Red Kite Radio, every Wednesday from 7 till 9 p.m. 2 hours of classic 80s music and information about the tracks and the artists that made the 80s a decade we'll never forget. Wednesday night, 7 till 9 p.m. on your Red Kite Radio for the 80s Rewind with me, Simon Jobling.
For Tame, Haddenham and Henton.
Red Kite Radio.
You are the reason why I feel the way I do now. You've got to believe.
Monday afternoon with the Honeys. That is Never Let You Down. Well, I say it's Monday afternoon. It's more like Monday evening now. I can never decide this time. Is it an afternoon or is it an evening? I think it's more evening. Anyway, I digress. Let's do Birthday Corner.
Happy birthday.
Busy one today.
Happy birthday to you.
So, first of all, Kim Basinger. My word, Kim Basinger. She's 71. Really? 71? Nicki Minaj is 43. And the boxer, Amir Khan, is 39. Terry Hatcher, 60 years old today. And David Howard, the actor and OBE, he is 59 years old. It also would have been Jim Morrison's birthday today. He was born in 1941, died in 1971, but had he been alive today, he'd be 84 years old. Sinead O'Connor passed away, of course, in 2023. She was born in 1966. Would have been her 59th birthday today. And finally, Sammy Davis Jr. He was born on this day in 1925, which by my maths would make him a grand 100 years old if he was still alive today. But unfortunately, he's not. He died in 1990. Right, let's continue the Christmas music with the Waitresses.
About it. when, what to my wondering eyes should appear in the line is that guy I've been chasing all year. Spending this one alone, he said, the break this year's been crazy. I said, me too, but why are you? You mean you forgot cranberry soup? Then suddenly we laughed and laughed, caught on to what was happening. That Christmas magic's brought this tale to a very happy ending.
Christmas rapping from the waitresses now in a little known pub in the middle of Somerset. There is a prize that's given every year. They've been doing it for the past 27 years. It is called the Turnip Prize. It is kind of the antithesis, shall we say, of the Turner Prize. It's at the New Inn in Wedmore in Somerset. They do this every year. And it basically awards a piece of art that has been created with the least amount of effort. So it's completely opposite to the Turner Prize. This year, it was won by 69-year-old Ali Khan for his piece entitled Bitter and Twisted, which consisted of a crushed beer can. So there you go, the Turnip Prize happens every year in Somerset. See, you learn something new every day on this station. Right, on the way, remember Monday, we've got some Little Mix coming up and brand new lottery winners. And of course, karaoke is on the way 10 minutes past five. All that more after the news at five. Takes us up to five. It's brand new Bastille.
Tide far away. I always thought that you saw me in a different light, in a different light, in a different light. And I saw you as a different kind. Why'd you wanna save my soul? It's way too late for that, but you could wake my heart. Save my soul. Starting to wane. Will you remember when the fires have burned out and the eyes are all looking away? I always hope that you saw me in a different light, in a different light, in a different light. That I see you wandering through my life. Why'd you wanna say?
You wanna save my soul? It's way too late for that, but you could wake my heart.
On 107.2 FM, on your smart speaker, and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.